Yo, yo, yo! It's DJ Jazzy Poodle.
And the French Princess.
And this is Too Hot to Handle, y'all.
Ooh, strap it on.
Too Hot to Handle, it's the new show about some hot and horny people trying to win a lot of dough.
They got Americans, Brits, Australians in the mix. So where can I watch?
Bitch, it's on Netflix.
These pretty people think they're there to find the perfect match. Then an Alexa named Lana tells them there's a catch.
They can get naked, fuck, or even kiss. Yeah, don't look in the shower.
That's a lot of jizz.
Well, I guess we're gonna have to watch this shit. And if love is blind work, this will be a hit.
Rain the corral.
Yeah, too hot to handle.
Word.
It's episode 9, y'all. Does Cam go in the shower? Does he go in the shower with Tabitha the temptress?
Does he? This episode's called, I can't talk, y'all. This episode is called Green Lights and Hot Nights, which is a place when Poodle lived in New Orleans, they called his apartments because he, no one ever got a red light there.
The whole, strangely, that was my color scheme. Lots of red lights like Roxanne. Yes.
A lot of red stars over lamps, but he was known as the Green Room.
Go. Real. Green means go.
Go.
Weirdly, I have to share this because it's really disturbing. I think you're going to enjoy it, and our listeners are going to be horrified. Sometimes when I'm having to set...
What you're about to say, you need to switch that. Our listeners will enjoy it, and I'll be horrified. But keep going.
Sometimes I find the in my new apartment, I haven't yet figured out my mood lighting situation.
Oh, no.
And sometimes I have a pair of those red track, because I have the light I have is like two bulbs. It's actually a lovely light, but it's two bulbs. It's kind of hard to put something over it that doesn't shine out from underneath it. So I've taken a pair of red, like gym shorts and kind of encircled both bulbs by tying them, and it's this little pocket of red, and it really does look like an Amsterdam sex shop in there.
Wow. I was right. I'm horrified. Now,
even when I see it, I'm like, this is freaky.
You're lucky that I just got back to Oklahoma, because now when I get back to your apartment, I'm going to fix your fuck lighting.
Y'all, try that. If you've got like a pair of gym shorts that are kind of see-through and you want something to put over that light, gym shorts work just fine.
Or not. I think you should. I think you're more. Maybe we can buy that. What is that bar? Is it not Foo Bar, the Eagle, or... What is that bar? I'm blanking. It's like a leatherish bar where they just have a neon sign of a dick rising up and then semen shoots out of it.
Oh, what is that?
What bar is that?
I love that place.
I do too. It's my favorite bar. Where is
just
that
feel
bar?
Feel at home.
Remember, you used to make me go there because it was you thought you were inside, but you didn't realize the bar is actually outside with tarps so Poodle could smoke.
That's MJ's. It's long gone. Yeah. That was my favorite place.
No, not MJ's. The other bar, the one with the penis, the neon shooting penis.
What? I thought that was MJ's.
No, you go to the other side, and then there's the bar on the other side with like, it has like a pool table, and it has like, I'm
Cobra.
Blanking.
Is it Cobra?
Maybe Cobra. Maybe it's, yes, I think it's Cobra.
What? I'm trying to think. No. That's Motherlode with the
Mother
pool table.
Load. Yes, Motherlode.
Motherlode's closed.
When did it close?
I think the pandemic got it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
All of our landmarks are going,
God.
Y'all. It's going to be only gym bar and terrible bars.
That was the first bathroom that a man tried to pee on me, and I had to tell him I wasn't into it.
Memories. Motherlode. Yeah, God, the dirty things I've done in a Motherlode bathroom.
Wow.
Oh,
golly. Ugh. I guess there's only Foo Bar left.
I think even by the end, if the toilet seat could talk, it'd be like, boy, You're filthy.
You're disgusting. And I've seen some shit.
The toilet seat's
literally.
Like, you need to take a shower.
You're a whore.
You've been in here for 2 hours.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Anyway, y'all, welcome.
Let's talk about the show. This is Too Hot to Handle, Too Cold to Hold.
Yes, season 2, episode 9, y'all. We're nearing the finale.
We're nearing the end.
We're nearing the end.
Creep across the finish line. Now,
we are.
Just if you haven't been listening in a while, this episode reminded me again that I feel like 1 through 6 was one season. And then we took like a week break.
They fast forwarded 5 years and ahead, like Lost or some,
like where we're Desperate just, like, Housewives when with because they didn't want to cast the kid actors anymore. They're like too much insurance. They're like, how can we get them? They need to be teenagers so we can get them fucking. No, this was again. We're in a different world. We're on, as Rachel Maddow says, we're on Earth 2. Here, that if regular Earth happened, now we're in some kind of weird relationship Earth.
Exactly.
That where the producers came out and said, guys, this is not really working. We're going to need you to pretend to be actually in relationships. Is the only way you're going to win money.
Because Tabitha, as you said, should be completely gone. There's no reason for Tabitha. She does not want to be part of the experiment. She wants to be experimented on. But that's about it when it comes to the word experiment. But y'all, luckily, Cam does not go in the shower with her.
He does not go gentle into that good night of the shower.
No. But I honestly, it makes me kind of think, is Tabitha totally fake? It feels a little bit like
Is she an attempted plant?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to talk about, because I've now watched all of the things, so I have theories about that.
So who knows, but regardless, Cam doesn't fuck her, so or go in the shower. So
he said, I need to go. He doesn't go into the shower with her. Now,
Nathan,
just to clarify, and I want to set this up. When Christine tempted him the first time, he did give into temptation.
He did?
So this, he was given a choice not to do that.
Test.
Yes, he was given another test, like Hercules.
Like Hercules.
Hercules. And he chose not to do it.
He chose not to do it.
Right.
So Nathan he's basically saying, things aren't going to go anywhere with Elle. I jump into relationship after relationship. I'm not going to do that.
Right.
So
they're just hanging out. They're just going to hang out for the rest of the time. Oh,
they're just going to hang out because they're the only two single people left. When again, they should go home. Like, that's what they should be like.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we're gonna talk about why they don't. Because it's glaringly obvious why they don't at the end.
So Cam says, you know, he was kind of bothered by the whole Carly situation. But poor Cam.
Chase.
Chase said he was bothered by the Carly situation. I don't think Chase is fake. I've realized, y'all.
He's so dumb.
I was dickmatized by his huge hands,
huge
feet, and his huge penis, and his beautiful face. Chase is stupid.
Y'all, everything I said, I'm with you. I was dickmatized.
I was dickmatized.
Everything I said about him trying to be vulnerable, about him... him trying to be emotional. I
Poodle
was wrong.
Poodle called him the heart of
I
the
think
show.
I referred to him as the heart of the show. That was around episode 3.
Boy, those
boy.
People that.
And you know I what was I wrong.
You know what I love about
really,
our,
really wrong.
Really wrong. Me too. You know what I love about our listeners? You would think
they will
would go,
shade the fuck out of
yeah,
us.
Yeah, the ones that already binged it would be like, oh, Maddie and Poodle, I wonder what they're going to think. No, they've come for us and said, y'all are going to get red. I can't wait for you to watch the rest of this. And y'all basically say you didn't know what the fuck was going on.
Yeah.
We didn't.
I will say this seems like from when I was complaining about the show in the first 2 episodes, this is a different show. This is a show. I don't think I still don't think I like it. But now the show's got the biggest issue I now have was the big jump between where the show was at episode 6 and episode 7, the time hop that happened, as we said, when the producers came out and said, y'all, we got to end this somehow.
We got to end
how we're going to do it with the way we're doing it now. So stop hooking up, fuckers.
Stop. But Chase is saying, I am genuinely happy with Tabitha. I really like this situation. I have feelings for her, and I think it's going to go good.
Everything that she is telling him, he's not getting.
No, he's not getting at all. Whereas Emily is basically saying her and Cam have worked so hard, and so she's at that place. And then Marvin and Melinda come back, and
they're in the suites.
They're in the suites, and guess
Best
what?
Best night ever.
They didn't have sex. They did not have sex.
Not it from did. Want of him trying, because
no.
She had to put an actual bench in their bed.
Which made me laugh, actually, quite. Y'all, yeah. She picked up a motherfucking bench and put it in the... I still love Melinda. She is a star. She's gone through her rocky road on this show, and sometimes I like her. She's made decisions I don't agree with, but I do like her. She's funny.
I do. I still feel like Marvin is just part of her other pattern, and I don't think she's changed at all.
I think she's better than him.
I do like her. I'm just saying, I feel like a lot of the other women in the house have...
I think Emily grew a lot.
Yeah, and I think Carly grew as well. And I don't think Melinda has it all. I think she's just fell into another relationship with another shithead.
Which... And this isn't giving away anything, because it happens. It happens, I believe, at the end of this episode. But it doesn't. I watched episode 10 too, so I can't talk about what.
Yay, boy! Someone raked me over the coals.
Well, at least
that.
I didn't say it. I didn't say it. Poodle's
you
like
you should have lied.
So when J.R. Ewing got shot next episode, y'all, and we're like, what?
And it was Charlene Tilton with a knife in the study.
Who did shoot JR? Was it Charlene Tilton?
I can't remember.
Hey Siri, who shot JR?
I didn't listen to it. Oh, my phone's on do not disturb.
Even Siri's like, how old are you?
How old are you? Who's JR?
So they come out and they tell everyone that, and everyone's so happy because they get their $25,000. It's up to $55,000 again.
It's $55,000 now. And
they still can't kiss, but Marvin says, I'm so happy. I've never been this happy. And I'm like, it's so fucking fake.
Again, I called it last episode, y'all. He fucked a woman on TV, and he doesn't want to look like a player, so he's playing this out until the show ends.
Yeah,
cut to reunion. He's back in Paris, and he hasn't talked to the bitch. That's
so
what I'm saying.
Cam and Nathan are talking about Tabitha.
Did you see how Nathan looks when he gets out of the water to go talk to Cam?
Yes.
Did you notice? It's just like he's like a fucking Diet Coke commercial. Every time he is hot to me.
You need to change that reference. It is almost 30 years old.
A lot of our listeners have finger banged themselves to Lucky Van Oss. They know what I'm talking about. They know what I'm talking about.
Also, his body is completely different than Lucky Van Oss's body.
Well, I know, but it's still the same emotional feeling.
You know
feeling
what?
It's
same emotion you get. I thought
it's
you were
like
comparing
the way my
it
brother
to...
felt when he watched Cindy Crawford drink a Diet Pepsi.
I thought when I watched Cindy Crawford, I guess I should like that. That was my thought.
I thought her makeup looks gorgeous.
Her mole is so pretty. Mm-hmm.
Mama, when are you leaving again? So I can play with your makeup.
So he tells
so Nathan
about
Cam, yes,
Tabitha
talking.
And in the shower, and he's just basically like, I couldn't do it. And he said, but I think I am changing for the best. And
look at me.
I am changing. So this is interesting. They're spending a lot of time covering Cam talking to other people about how he's changed and what he would have done before.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like a lawyerly argument.
Mm-hmm.
You're putting together what I used to do was this. What I do now with Emily is very different.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone is like, yeah.
But he's not.
I agree. But
I will say he's not talking a lot about what he's doing now with Emily. He's talking a lot about, he's kind of burying that a little bit. We don't get that until later on. He's talking a lot about.
No, that's true. It's in abstracts. But
yes.
I'm saying the
it's
show
a very
itself,
lawyerly artist.
The show yeah. itself is going into a lot of.
Yes.
So Lana comes in. We don't need to know. Of course they did it. It's fine. They made it. And Tabitha says, well, now we might as well go have a big orgy. I'm like, why are you here?
Why are you here? And
so,
then
go ahead.
And then Lana wants to surprise them all with dates. They're all the couples are getting dates. So that means Nathan and Elle are just going to hang out in the pool.
Just stare at one another.
Yep.
But never have I ever, but you can't do any kissing.
But you can't. Where so Nathan and Elle are doing that, where Marvin and Melinda are going to go on a date, Chase and Tabitha, and then Joey and Carly, and then
Cam and Emily.
So let's talk about, so they all go, let's talk about first, can we get this one over with? I'm just so over this couple. Can we
Which
talk
one?
About Marvin and Melinda on the boat?
Yes. We're having.
How do you want to talk about this, Poodle? Do you want to talk about their whole date, or
let's
you want to talk about the way
because
it
the show out? The show intercuts?
Yeah. Okay.
So they're on a date. They're on a boat. They're having champagne, and he's kind of saying, "Yeah, I got to go back to France, and she's got to go back to New York." And he
Marvin
said, "This
says,
is
everything's changed between us." Really?
Wonder how that happened. This is, and I feel it feels so scripted, because I feel like, and I don't think Marvin's very smart either, because they have to give him a lot of things to say.
possibly, you know, I didn't really think it was so scripted until Marvin says, "I'm going to ask her to become my girlfriend," and that's where I went, "Oh my God, this has become middle school."
Yeah, yeah,
totally. And that's when I said, I'm out. I don't believe this. I actually screamed on. I was watching this. I downloaded it, and I was watching it on the plane. And I went,
I'm out.
It was kind of a big deal because I was flying Alaska Air, y'all, and they were giving chocolate chip. Alaska Air gives out chocolate chip cookies if you sit and.
And they're like, oh, so you don't want one, honey?
No. So that's what happened because they only do it for first class. And the only reason I was flying first class
like,
is because. It's because I had a credit, and it was like $100 more. I was like, fuck it. Yeah, so that's what happened. She came up to me, and she said, at the same time, do you want to cook it? And I went, no. And then she looked at me and started to walk away. I was like, yes, I want the cookie.
And then
I told her, I said, I'm sorry, I'm watching a show on Netflix. I reacted. She kind of laughed, and then it was awkward. And then I complimented her heels, and it
and
fixed
she's
the
fine.
Situation. Yeah, it fixed the situation.
So he... This is the way, let me give you a couple of quotes from Marvin here. Finally, just to Melinda, finally, I realized you were the right one.
Okay.
Then you make me a better man. Her things are a little different. Some quotes from Melinda. Our relationship right now is so strong. He never refers to a relationship like she does.
No.
She says, our relationship can only go up from here. He does say in France, French means I'm falling for you. And then he says, oh, I've never been this nervous to ask her to check the box, yes or no, or maybe, like you would in the fifth grade girlfriend. And I was like, you know her by now. You know she's going to say yes. Also, you're on a fucking game show where you need to be a couple. Why are you nervous?
Yeah.
She's not going to reject you.
She's not going to reject you. There were some other lines I think you missed. There was one line where he said, looked at her. And again, really original. He looked at her and he said, I can't quit you. there's another line that he said... if you're a bird, I'm a bird. And then I went, wait a minute. Have I heard these lines before? Because this really feels like he's just reading things that were written for him.
Yeah.
And then when he said, I'm not going to be Jell-O. You're never going to be Jell-O. I went, well, this is just my best friend's wedding. This actually isn't
He's
real.
Like, I've never seen this movie. But I've never seen, when the producers tell him that.
Well, I've never seen.
Anyway, it was a really hard conversation to watch, you guys. And yes. Of course, she's doing her whole thing and like finishing his sentences. Yeah, we're good. We're good, right? We're so good.
Yeah.
We're so good. You're like the best thing that's ever happened to me. Yeah. Just like stepping on every line he has. And she asked to be the girlfriend. He says, you have to meet my mom. I can't wait for that. And I'm like, it's been 3 days.
It's been 3 days.
It's just so stupid.
It's part of this show that is. We're going to talk about it. The last episode, things kind of switched finally. And I went, I hope they start with this next season of the show, because I think it'll be a better show. But it's kind of the problem of this show is, again, it's just, it doesn't know what it is.
No.
Let's jump on to some dates, because speaking of dates, y'all, we got a hard out because Poodle's getting fucked later. So we got to make sure we get everything done, because y'all remember that one from a few days ago. Ooh. Didn't take. Didn't. I hope this is an old regular.
This is.
Okay,
this is.
Good.
I all right. He knows. He knows the checklist.
He knows which.
Tune in, which, Tokyo.
Oh, he's pinching his nipples right now. He knows which red button to
Radio
push.
Radio Rosie.
Or which red button to fuck. Okay. Let's talk about quickly Chase and Cam. Y'all, again.
Chase and Emily Chase, and Cam.
Chase and Tabitha.
Ooh, I'd love to see Chase and Cam,
I would too. Again, Chase is like, I have
She's
such,
the one. Chase
I have
is
such
the one.
Strong feelings for Tabitha. I'm so into her. You know what? I think this would
He's
be better.
He's a terrible actor. Okay, try.
I think
try.
This will be better done as maybe our first
two and only
to handle two theater.
Fucking.
Alrighty.
It's kind of sexy.
Okay, I think Poodle's going to play the role of Tabitha. I'm going to be playing the role of Chase. And we're on a date and scene.
You're looking really good today. Looking fine.
You look so beautiful, too. Like, your eyes, they complete me. And I think I may be, like, you know, it's. I think maybe I could, like, do something for not a long time, but like longer than at least like 3 months, which is a long time for
not
me.
Not really picking up what you're putting down there. I like to keep my options open, but I'm really enjoying getting to know everybody here. Like,
kind of now, yeah, it's kind of now and never though. Right now, you know, it's like we're at the end of the day. You know, don't you?
You know,
trying to get that green light.
You know, I don't really care when you're talking about distances and time. Yep. I don't really. Yep. I'm not really into that. I'm here to have fun. I'm here to have fun.
But you want
to?
You don't want to be a couple, you know? You want to be, you know, like?
I'm
going to
be honest with you right here. This is a holiday romance for me.
What does that mean? I'm American. We don't
it
call
means
it.
You're my fuck boy. It's never intended to be something good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not. I want to have fun with you. I want to keep my options open.
Dang.
I don't want any of that with you.
Man.
You're actually quite stupid. You're a great piece of ass. That's about it.
This is worse whenever they got rid of those original combos.
And scene.
That's basically, y'all, she dropped him like a fucking rock.
It was brutal.
And
it was absolutely brutal. And then she's like,
brutal.
I did have a little flirt with Cam, though.
She's like, Cam was looking at me in the shower.
And he's like,
which is a total lie.
And because she basically,
threw herself at him.
And y'all, Chase is mortified. This is like telling a dog, like a dog could suddenly talk and goes,
wait, these are words I'm saying now? Well, what do I do? The whole world has been open to me.
Oh. So that's kind of how that goes. And then basically we could, this is kind of, this is, well, we can talk about Chase coming back to talk to Cam, because that's before Cam and Chase comes back to talk to Cam before.
It's like, his day. I need to talk to you for a minute, bro.
He's like,
and
yeah.
It's like, yeah, talk with Tabitha. And immediately Cam is like, ooh.
He's like, oh, blimey. Like,
well, what did blimey. She say? What did she say, blimey?
Blimey. We've decided British people say blimey. Let us know, y'all.
And Cam explains, this didn't happen like Tabitha explained it to you. She asked me if I wanted to take a shower with her. And
he said, it was difficult, but I didn't do it.
And then there was this goofy music, like, don't boop, 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 all the way through.
Yep. Yep.
And then Chase, instead of like either making it saying, oh, yeah, he's like, well, you know, Tabitha's really hot, so he must be a changed man. And then Cam says, I guess I need to tell Emily about this. This is huge. I need to point this that out. This person would have never done anything like this before.
No. No, he would not.
Huge.
That is huge. He's changed a lot in this house.
Yes.
And so, I think, honestly, he was more changed already, but before the story, I think they kind of helped, which was really this. Cam and Emily, actually, their storyline is the one storyline, and I think Carly's, that's been really good storytelling.
From the beginning. I agree.
Because, by the way, this is like literally mention it in two sentences. Carly and Joey go on a date. They're kind of like, they're having fun. Y'all, they're still really casual.
She does say, they're doing drinks at a bar, and he says, it really non-committal. She's like, where do you think we are? And he's like, well, I like where we are. And like,
she does too.
If it's something will happen, it'll happen. And she's like, she said, I gotta tell you, I normally go this, and this is self-perception.
And this is big, yeah.
She says, I go for douchebags I go for men who treat me like crap, because that seems to be, because I'm insecure, so that's normal for me. So she said, you showed me that I shouldn't settle for people like that, because you're a nice guy.
Yeah, she says, Joey treats me so nice. He's just so nice. And she says something, I wish Joey and actually I wish Elle were on earlier in the season, because I like both of them a lot, because both of them are really authentic and just themselves. She likes that about Joey. And I don't think she dates guys that do that a lot.
It has to do with the nature and how long they're. This is such a short, like, crucible of a show.
Yeah.
I don't know how long they're there. I think someone said earlier that, oh, we're here for the summer. It's tops 2 weeks, y'all. I guarantee.
No, they say it's 3 weeks.
Yeah. That's
They're there for three weeks. That's it.
Someone on our Patreon said, I enjoy it when you guys call out all the production stuff. She's like, I'm hoping one day to see them actually eat. and I was like, oh my God, we've never seen them eat.
Yeah, they never. No.
Because on Love Island, we see them eat. On a show like Big Brother, we see the people eat. So
no, they don't do that on Love Island.
Very realistic.
Not
they
here.
They do eat on Love Island.
Or no, yes. Not on Too Hot to Handle. Yeah. That's what I meant.
Anyway,
so they get a green light. They kiss. Y'all, they're just fun and flirting.
Yeah.
But what's great about Carly is Carly's learning, not necessarily, it's not about even Joey. It's about her and what she's doing for, which is great.
Their own personal growth.
So then we get the Cam and Emily conversation that it's really been up to it. This was a really, I kind of was holding my breath.
Me too.
It was really well done.
This was the most compelling thing of the entire season for me.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
So Cam and Emily, she's so nervous, and she's like, I can just tell he's going to break up with me.
She looks this gorgeous too. God, she
in
looks
that
beautiful.
Kind of red asymmetrical.
Oh, she looks kind gorgeous.
Of, kind of a flamenco dancer.
Yes, thing. She looks so it's, beautiful.
It's very like the other way. The only way is Essex, like yeah. British reality style.
She looks beautiful. So, Cam basically says, you know, he even says, like, we were the ones from the get-go.
Right.
Like, we...
And you're my you were my best mate in here. But you were my girl, best mate. Who I want to do dirty stuff with.
And he said, and he basically says, you know, I've had a lot of time to think, and I've had a lot of time to kind of process this. And, you know, he basically says, like,
I'm going with my gut for once.
I'm going with my gut for once. Do you want to be my girlfriend?
And she's shocked. And
we were too. We were all kind of like.
I had a feeling, but I thought he might let her down still. But I didn't know. I didn't know which way it was going
to
go.
And I have to say, this makes sense. This didn't feel like middle school that he asked to be a girlfriend because no. they've been. Now, granted, it's still only been like
and
2.5 weeks,
had,
but they are in
had
this
doubts.
Space.
He's had yes. doubts and overcome them. Y'all, this yes. is hero's journey stuff. This is Hero with a Thousand Faces overcoming adversity. This is how reality shows work.
It is. And he says, she's like, what? And he says, I'm genuine. I'm deadly serious. You are what I want. They get the green light. He
they
says,
kiss.
I've lost my head for you. They kiss. And
my
Emily's,
favorite line, uh-huh. him saying, oh my God, I've got an emotional semi right now.
And he says, and I trust my dick big time.
It's just, I love them. I love
Emily
them
even
together.
Said, Emily even said, I love him a little bit. And Cam yeah. says, I think I've fallen in love with a girl.
They don't say each other to it.
Yeah. Yet, he said, yet. I want you to really meet my parents. And then that's but, it. It's just, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, unlike Melinda and Marvin, why did I believe this? Why did I believe that this, even though they've only been in here for the same length of time?
Because we've seen the conflict in Cam.
Yes.
And we've seen, and also Emily has been kind of rock steady from the beginning,
mm-hmm.
where Marvin and Melinda both kind of flip-flopped, but also Emily went all in and decided to change and be different. And I agree with you. I think it's that Marvin is fake.
Yeah.
And Melinda really hasn't changed.
Yeah.
Melinda settled for someone who treated her like shit.
Yeah.
And accepted that.
And you're exactly right. They slept together and the producer's like, yo, you got to at least act like something because this has never happened on this show before. So mm-hmm. we don't really know what to do. And I guarantee you, as soon as they were fucking, there was an emergency meeting.
Yes. I'm sure. And so they come back. Marvin and Melinda say that they're boyfriend and girlfriends. Cam and Chase say that, or Cam and Emily say that they're boyfriend and girlfriend.
You really want Cam and Chase
I do,
to be
I
together.
Really do. But we do get Chase says, I really like Tabitha, but I guess it wasn't meant to be. And meanwhile, Tabitha says, they ask her about Cam, and she's like, yeah, I'm happy for them, but.
Not really.
Not really. She basically was just shade. Even Desiree
she's
was like,
still there.
And I wrote,
she's
I
still
agree.
There.
Why are you here?
And with that, she says,
good
roll
evening.
The credits.
Yeah,
and then
roll
they
the
say,
credits.
Roll the credits. And then Lana says, and then this is a faked out. Let's go to the next episode. I enjoyed that. That was a cute little
I
thing.
I did too. It was cute.
And then Lana goes, Lana.
Wait a second, sluts. That's what I wish Lana would be like. Hello, sluts.
Hello, and I mean, sluts.
And I mean that in a sex positive right. way. Anyway.
Hello, sluts. It's time to it's figure time. Out if you're still as slutty as
before.
Or you've actually become people.
People. Y'all, that's it. That's the episode.
That's it.
Go to realitygazepodcast.com. Thank y'all so much for jumping in. We're going to recap the last episode. Probably won't be long because there's not a lot that happened.
Yep.
But there is a big twist.
Big twist.
And I have a feeling that Poodle and I are going to be upset. So,
But I'm not upset for obvious reasons. I'm upset for rules reasons. So we'll talk about that.
Oh God, he's going to talk about rules. Buckle your seatbelt, y'all, and we'll see you in the next episode. And remember, keep being sluts.
Oh!
break it down now.
Oh, we are.
We're gonna leave ya.
Too hot to handle. It's DJ Jazzy Poodle.
The Fresh Princess, we out. No, literally, we're out.
We're very gay.